can think about thoughts as growing upon you. No doubt the philosopher says, I think, therefore I am. But the other way is true. I am, therefore I think. It has become a part of them. When you have absorbed and the negative or a depressed person is depressed because they constantly have depressed thoughts. Consequently, a person is happy because they constantly are filled with happy thoughts, happy memories. Some people say, I cannot choose what I think. You can on some areas of your thoughts, but through the many years, you have allowed it to grow as a root. You know how sometimes people have worms in them? And you know how long those worms can grow? I don't want to frighten you and remove your appetite for your lunch afterwards. But it'd be a good sermon on worms if you don't have enough food, but we always have more than enough food, right? So, you know the tapeworms and all those worms? And get into your body, if they get into it, when they get in your body, and they're just tiny little dots, worm eggs. But they can grow to meters long. Meters long. Think about thoughts in that way. A thought can grow so deep into you so that when you're not thinking, it's still constantly in your background. A thought can grow so deep in you that when you're sleeping, it keeps coming in your dreams. A thought can go so deep in you that it produces all kinds of emotions in you when you're trying not to think. Oh, those deep ones need a spiritual dentist to pull them out. Oh yes, with special tools that clip on those thoughts. And some of you, when you got your, anybody love your dentist, right? thank God they got this painkiller, it's an injection. But with or without the injection, you know how they take out your teeth? They shake it. If you've got roots, they go. It's not a very pleasant thought. Some thoughts can only be removed in that manner. That's why some people need counseling or stronger fellowship. Because it takes all those things to drill it out and take it out. And you know some teeth have to be deeply affected. You've got to drill inside them. Thoughts can be different length. Thoughts need through time. Thoughts take root. And so we need to make sure that the thoughts that we have are faith-filled thoughts. Now you know the wisdom of God in telling us to read the Bible every day. Why we need to do devotional life every day? Why do we need to meditate on the Word every day? Because God is not expecting us to become spiritual giants overnight. Just as wrong thoughts slowly take root, right thoughts slowly take root too. I'll give you a good psalm in words. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of the scornful, sits in the seat with the scornful, but who meditates day and night on the word of God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Like a tree, slowly growing, gathering nutrition. And it says, whose leaves will never wither. There will not even be one part of you that is negative or anti-God or against God. Imagine having leaves that never wither. You don't even have a moment of depressive thought, discouraging thought, fearful thoughts, because you are established in Him. But it's not going to happen overnight. Takes time. Takes time. Good thoughts takes time to bear root. But through a process of doing it every day, it grows. Just like little babies growing. You don't see them for 2 weeks and they look like they have just zoom. They haven't. They were growing every day. A little bit every day. Right, I got to rush to the two other points. The other place where faith is mentioned is in Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Thank you. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. We walk by faith. Again, faith is mentioned. Not by sight. Now, why does a scripture come out like that on faith? We walk by faith and not by sight. Is it that walking by faith is opposite from walking by sight? It is. Walking by faith is contrasted with walking by sight. Even the context will tell you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, towards the ending, it says in verse 18, while we do not, he says, we do not look at the things which are seen. There you have it. Thou shalt not look at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Why? For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In one translation it says, for the things which are seen are subject to change, but the things which are not seen are not subject to change. So you have in verse 18 a do not. And he tells us in verse 7 as he continues the whole message, we walk by faith, not by sight. Your first battle in faith and the thoughts that come to you is doubts. The second battle is distraction. So your first battle of doubt can be conquered through time. Time, a little bit every day meditating on the word. A process of time. You cannot avoid the process of time. Time is a necessary part of faith working. Faith and patience. And the testing of faith produces patience. So your faith or the promises that God promised you will not come overnight. A lot of the promises in the Bible to men and women of God did not come overnight. It took David nearly 20 odd years before he became king. It took Noah a long time before the ark came, before that everyone mocked at him. It took Abraham a long time before he has his first child. Now, of course, I believe in these last days, things are expedited. But there's still a necessary period of growth and time. That's all the first point. Second point, distractions. Remember the seed that grows among thorns. The problem is the things of this life. Jesus explained, the cares, the things of this life distract away and take the energy, saps the energy away from the word. So distractions. And that's why it ties up to the noia part of you, of your mind. Nous is the reasoning part of your mind. The part of your mind that says 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, 3 plus 3 is 6. If A equals to B, B equals to C, therefore A equals to C. That's your nous. And most of our whole educational system is based on that part of our mind. Reasoning, logic. But there's another part of our mind, the visual part. The Ephesians 1 verse 17 tells us, the eyes of our understanding, it gives eyes to that part of our mind. The dianoia has eyes that see not into the physical world, but into the spiritual realm, into the area of God's Word. God's Word becomes a picture to the dianoia. And some things are pictorial. A black cat. Some of you begin to see black cats. A big, giant black cat. A black cat as big as a house. An awesome, black, furry black cat with fur as thick as a pillar. Who? Okay. I have produced images in you just through words. Just through words. Words produce images in us. And it's another part of our mind that is functioning called your noia, the dianoia and your anoia, deep inside. And faith has to wrestle with those areas. Faith has to find another picture. When he says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, faith, we walk by faith, not by sight, is not saying, therefore you walk blindly. It's not saying, therefore, you know, you stumble over people, you know, you just walk all over the place. No. It is saying you actually can see with the eyes of your faith. You can see with the eyes of your faith. Now, some people are not at the level where their faith can see yet. It's almost like a little baby. Do you realize that little babies cannot see clearly? Oh, there they go. These big, giant, round Google eyes. They're so cute. Babies cannot really see clearly. When they look up when they're born and a few months old, they look at this image that looks like their papa or their mama. And they slowly learn to recognize the smell, the behavior, the sense, and all these things. But they cannot really see you clearly. Because their eyes are learning to focus. And like little baby eyes, our faith eyes in new areas, sometimes is learning to focus. And sometimes like the blind man healed by Jesus, do you know that Jesus imparted twice to heal one man, one blind man? The first impartation, he cured him, but he still was short-sighted. He says, Jesus, look up and see. And the blind man says, I see men like trees walking. I would say roughly his power could be about 1,000 degrees. Couldn't see. And then Jesus touched his eyes again and he could see clearly. So you have a scripture for healing of short sight. That was the second touch. And the man looked, I can see clearly. I can read right over there. And that was his complete healing. Sometimes our spiritual eyes are like that. We cannot quite see yet. So when people pray, the other question, the first question we ask, do you believe what you pray? That has to do with your new sight. But the next question we ask is, can you see the answers to your prayer? Can you see the answers to your prayer? So a man who is dying, given 6 months to live,